Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding I'm learning
to
lean
on Jesus.
Yes, I'm
learning
to lean. Yes, I'm
learning to lean.
Every day I'm
learning
to lean
on Jesus.
Hearted at an altar I knelt, I found peace, so free, and all that he asked
of
is a child like trust and a heart
that's pure
and clean. Yes,
I'm
every day I'm on Jesus, and he's always there.
Oh, yes, he is.
You know he'll never leave me.
Everywhere.
He won't forsake me. He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We kindly ask that you also invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement on today. So we ask that you please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following his words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. This is February 2024, and it's just about on its way out. Boogity, boogity. This is the 28th, and we're just thankful that God has allowed us to see and to hear and to feel a whole nother day. Thank you, Lord. That's all we can say, just thank you, Jesus. I know that some of you are struggling this morning. Either you are, or you have a friend that is, or you have a relative that is. We talked to a lady yesterday who said her mama was 103 years old. Thank the Lord for that. And still moving about and still being vibrant. And so God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Last week I just vaguely mentioned about the Church of Christ 78th Annual National Lectureship. It'll be on March the 30th through April the 4th in Montgomery, Alabama. It's normally not that close. And so I want to encourage you, if you, any kind of way that you can go, to be a part of this great lectureship on March the 30th through April the 4th in Montgomery, Alabama, at the Renaissance Montgomery Hotel is where it's going to be. And you can still register even once you get there. This particular lectureship started in 1945. If you want to know something about some Black history, and of course, this is today and tomorrow, as recognized at least by the state. We just have two more days to celebrate that, but I hope that you celebrate it all year. But Black History Month is February, and Black history, what this Black history is, this national lectureship of the Churches of Christ started in 1945 in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and it's been all around Houston, Texas, been in Los Angeles, it's been in Chicago, it's been in Philadelphia, it's been in Cleveland, Ohio, it's been in Detroit, and then as it goes around, repeats itself. It looks like every 7 years or something like that, it'll go back and pick up some, and then it picks up some new places. It's only been since 1945. It's only been canceled twice, and that was in 2020 and 2021, when we had the COVID. And the last time it was before that, it was in St. Louis, Missouri, in 2019. And then, of course, it picked again in Orlando, Florida, Houston, Texas, and now it's going to be in Montgomery. But in addition to going to the lectureship March through April, please try to go to the Legacy Museum while you are in Montgomery. I know the lectureship is important, but I'm thinking that the Legacy Museum, and also it's another museum where they got these hanging trees, where they got these little things hanging down that to represent people who have been hung throughout the state. There's two places that you can go. The Peace for Justice, that's the one. And then the Legacy Museum, please don't miss that. When you go, take your lunch period or some kind of time and go see the Legacy Museum. This is far past Martin Luther King. And he's mentioned in the museum, but this goes all the way back to the very first African that was put on the ship and brought over here up until today. So don't miss that. I would advertise that just as much as I would the lectureship, the Legacy Museum. Don't miss that. You'll be glad that you made it. Then also in our congregations, this is Black History, and we talk quite a bit about past accomplishments and past people who have brought us to where we are. But I want to encourage you, look within your congregation, look within your family, look within your relatives, or look within your friends as present history. Present history, I mean like today. We were in a function not too long ago at the Hillcrest Church of Christ for Black History, and they put on an outstanding program. Matter of fact, they have done something all month. Every Sunday, they have dedicated themselves to that. But this particular day, brought something to my mind. We were talking about Black History, and we were bringing up Harriet Tubman and other people that we have looked at in the past. But it just dawned on me, I was sitting right in the middle of just present history. Present people who have was in part of the first integration of the schools. One lady in particular was part of the first integration of the schools, and she turned out to be the only black student in that particular school at that particular time. And her instructor, who was white, told her that she just needed to stick with domestic. That's about the best that she could do. You can't go no further than that. Well, she soon went on and become what you call them summa laudes and all them kind of things in the school, and had the highest grades, and got her not only a master's degree and PhD degree and a doctor's degree. And we're sitting right looking at history. We're looking at present history, people who have come through the struggle and still live among us. And I thought about sometimes when we look at our church, we just see members of the Church of Christ. That's a shortcoming of ours, because these people do a phenomenal job during the day on their jobs, and some kind of way we are missing that in our particular congregation. We have people who are working in the voting booths, or who works on making sure that we have our opportunity to vote. We have those people in our congregation. We have a pharmaceutical people in our congregation. We have the NBA has been hosting the women's basketball tournament since 1982, and yet it is the first time that we see two African-American head coaches in the Final Four, and we took that opportunity to dedicate it to one of our young ladies in our congregation who is a basketball coach at Kemp Middle School. And then we looked up Kenneth Frazier, who was a CEO of a biological, of a pharmaceutical company. And one of the guys in our congregation, of course, works every day in the pharmaceutical business. Stop looking at the church as just members of the Church of Christ. We have a lot of talent. We have a lot of present history in our congregation. We've got a lot of school teachers. We've got some therapists in our congregation. We have people who work at the post office. We have people, matter of fact, we have some long-term people in our congregation. I've always been amazed at black people who keep a job a long time. Some of them have had their job more than 30-something years. Some of them have just retired, being on a job for 35 years. That is an accomplishment. We don't always have to go back to a past history, or like we say, black history, something that happened 50, 70 years ago. Go with something that happened in your congregation on a daily basis. Let's lift them up in this time of black history. Let's lift them, let's pull their mouths, let's pull their names out and pull their trade out and pull what they're doing out, because we have in our Church of Christ people who are working daily to make sure that that the society goes in the direction that it's supposed to go in. We have people who are working daily on our behalf at Walmart and in the pharmaceutical department, and just all over, people who are driving buses and like who makes this as the world turn, as they say, as the world turn. We have people in our congregation who are present history. Just don't always look at black history as something 100 years old, but in our own churches. So I thought about that, and I'm gonna start doing better with that myself, because we do have people who are other than just Church of Christ people who just come to church. And see, the reason why I said that's a shortcoming of ours is because we have not used these people. We have limited it. We you know why we're so far back behind as Church of Christ? It's because we have limited the education of our people in the church. And then, unfortunately, we've put people in the leadership, elders, deacons, different places like that, who don't even have as much education as some of the people who are sitting in the pew, don't have the background, don't have the college, and all that kind of stuff. And so that's going to slow the church. That slows the church down. That slows the church down because we don't use our members to their full potential. I'm just telling you now. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying, looking over the years, we have not used our own members full potential. And that's some of our congregation. We got people who are lawyers, who are judges, and they do that all day. Then they come to church. What do you let them do? Nothing. Because you can't think past that. We need to start digging into that now if you really want the church to grow, because We associate with people Monday through Friday, or Monday through Saturday. And then when we get to the church on Sunday, we isolate ourselves. We act like we're not a part of the world, a part of the community at all. And that has been a sad mistake. One of the passages I want to mention before we get off of here this morning is Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 5. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 5. And this means pressing forward. I want to encourage you on this program this morning. I know you got it with a headache, and I know you got it with a toe ache, and you got it with a hangnail on your finger, stuff like that. But some kind of way, we got to keep pressing forward. Don't let these little incidences, as it were, to hold us back and to stop us from accomplishing and to make this a great day, to make this a great day. Philippians 3, verses 13 through 5 says, "Brethren, I counted myself as to not have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and I reach forward toward the things which are before us. I press for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ." When you get up, matter of fact, it's already almost 7:15 or something like that, and that little light you see coming through the window outside of your house this morning, we call that daylight. That means morning. That means you really need to be getting on up and trying to make this day do what it do. Because that's what God, he done already gave you 8 hours of sleep. Now, don't sleep the whole 8 hours during the day. Get up and be about something. Lay aside procrastination. Forgetting those things which are behind. We'll talk about that again at another time. But I want you to be productive today. Oh, yeah, there's something that needs to be done around your house. You need to get up and get that broom started, get that mop going. You need to go to the stove. You need to put it off long enough. All I'm saying is get up and do something. I know you're sick. I know you got your various kinds of problems and things like that. But don't let that hinder you and keep you so far in the past that you just see. Here's the thing about ailments and things like that. We gonna have them. All you need to find out is when you gonna have them. They're coming. Father Time and Mother Nature got something for you. But what you got to do is some kind of way, don't let that hinder you from going forward. Don't let that hinder you from going forward. There's so many things that come up in our lives that causes us to stand still, that makes us fall back, to make us lose some ground. But don't let your illness, don't let your condition, your situation cause you to stand still, to fall back, to hinder you from going forward, to put you in a depressed state, to cause you to think about suicide, to cause you to think about jumping off a bridge or whatever it might be. That's what staying in the past too long. And don't let past situations and conditions cause you to be hindered. I know there's some things that's going on in your life that you wish you could forget. Well, do the best you can to put them behind you, because they are not your future. You do not have a future if you live in the past. Father, help us as we pray for that, as we pray for looking forward, as we pray for getting up this morning, doing something, quit waddling like a hog in your situation. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again. And I do hope you have a super duper day.